Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Some of y'all people need to stop. By the way, this guy's head, if the mugshot, why he doesn't have as much of a top part of his head as he does. It's weird, right? Florida man is accused of temporarily blinding a Brevard Sheriff's Office pilot with a laser pointer. Stop doing this. Yeah. It was a helicopter Sunday evening assisting the Palm Bay Police Department with a search for a shooting suspect. And they said that 33-year-old Dean Bollet decided to shine a laser at the helicopter multiple times, despite everyone, including toddlers, know that you can't do it. The laser refracted through one of the pilot's night vision goggles. It blurred his vision to the extent that he had a hand control of the helicopter over to a tactical flight officer who thankfully happened to be a pilot. So he endangered the crew, put the officers' lives in danger because it interfered with the equipment they were using also to track the armed suspect. And so the sheriff's office flight crew was able to direct the officers to the source of where they found Bollet. He was arrested and charged. It's a felony. So he's held on $5,000 bond. Stop doing that stupid stuff. Good grief. Like, who gets out there and is like, I'm going to shine this in the eyes? Well, like, come on, Dean. I got to share this one real quick. On Miami, Florida, Miami Herald, 33-year-old Dorleans Filiador was in Miami-Dade Circuit Court on charges of burglary and grand theft. And he was sitting in a wheelchair next to the judge when he tried to throw excrement at her, his own, before closing arguments began. I'm not even kidding. I'm not kidding either when I say that the story continues and says that Filiador yelled at the judge, it's protein, it's good for you.
What?
Not kidding. This comes from an affiliate.
He's no scientist.
I am not kidding. It is an actual thing. And apparently witnesses said that he then had protein himself. I'm done. Oh, that's so nasty. I cannot. Why? All right. A Florida man bit an officer. Yeah, I don't know. He bit an officer after hitting another one with his car, and then he danced in traffic. An Orlando man fleeing Winter Garden police struck an officer with a car, bit another one on the leg, and caused thousands of dollars in property damage at a convenience store. It was a mobile gas station. Malik Smith, 27 years old. He apparently was trespassing. Then he jumped on the counter of the smoke shop located in the store, destroyed their display cases, pulled a light fixture out of the ceiling, according to the affidavit. They responded. He left. He was harassing customers. So he's in jail. And this was after, like, they had to chase him and wrestle him down, and he bit everybody. But, you know, oh, golly, just the floor. You know what? He makes DC look sane. So apparently, Biden's going to be going after light bulbs. Well, and is already going after light bulbs, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. They've done this before, though. This is somewhat similarly. It's a light bulb ban that is expected in the coming weeks as a part of the climate agenda. They're going to prohibit retailers from selling incandescent light bulbs. This was a regulation finalized by the Department of Energy in April of 2022. It's going to go into effect on August 1st of this year. And the DOE is going to begin a full enforcement of the ban on that day. They've urged retailers to begin transitioning away from the light bulb type and issuing warning notices to companies. Jennifer Granholm said that we want to build a better and brighter future, blah, 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 blah. They said that it's going to cut carbon emissions by a made-up number amount. It's official. Made-up number amount. And they said that under the rules, incandescent and similar halogen light bulbs will be prohibited in favor of light-emitting diodes or LED alternatives. And a lot of people have already used LED. Fewer than half of households apparently are using mostly or exclusively LEDs. It's a huge jump from what it was previously. I think 47 American households are coming. This is the Residential Energy Consumption Survey. About 47% of households use mostly or only LED. I can't even believe that I'm like, it's a damn light bulb. Who gives a rat's backside what you're using? Really, we have to have the government. We need to micromanage the light bulbs that you got in your house. Can you show us some light bulbs? Energy regulations, according to survey data, guess who it's going to impact the most? Lower-income Americans. 54% of households with an income of more than $100,000 per year use LEDs. Only 39% with an income of $20,000 or less use LEDs. I mean, that's good. Hey, you know what? Us banning certain types of light bulbs totally solved China's pollution.
Did it?
It's all gone. All gone.
Wow.
Why do we have to? Wait. Let's hold up for a second here. China doesn't do a damn thing. They're the biggest polluter in the world. The United States has done more to be good stewards and conservationists than these other nations. So why do we have to make all these sacrifices? I mean, I don't even know if I use incandescent light bulbs. I don't even think I do, but I want to now, right? When you tell me to not do it, I want to do it now. So in my house, there's like certain things that are divided up, and I consider light bulbs to be man's work. I do. I'm not even going to lie about it. Oh, that's man's work. Does it have to do with the lawnmower? Man's work. Light bulb? Man's work. I don't want to hear anybody from anybody desperate to prove themselves hardcore. But I do that. I don't care. I consider that in my house, that's man's work. I have it all. That's just how I look at it. I don't want that stuff. I don't want to mess with. You mess with it. And it's just, you know, how it is. I'm not going to explain it. I don't really mess with the light bulbs. I want to be able to dim them. That's all. I just want to be able to dim it. You know, I just want that ability. I don't care. I don't really care what it is. And now I want all incandescents though. I want to buy all of them just because they said I can't have them. Because it's not something the government needs to be involved in. Look, if it's a better product and it's going to save people money and if it lasts longer, then allow people are going to come to that decision by themselves. You don't need the government out there doing anything. Because usually if the government is involved, it's usually wrong. I mean, pretty much like almost all the time. But they're flexing so hard and Granholm and Department of Energy are acting like this is we're being so responsible. And then they want all these efficiency regulations to make your gas stove worse. This is after they've done stuff with air conditioners and refrigerators and washers and all of this stuff. So the president signed an executive order his first day in office, if you don't forget, to make major revisions to appliance regulation standards. They can't let anything that was done by the previous administration stand. He's got to go through. Golly. He acts like a jilted lover and not like a president. Like, that's how the administration's acting with this stuff. So the light bulbs. But this is just, this is not doing anything. There's no, like, real serious impact here. There's not. I will argue with you all day. This is so dumb.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Some dude announces a POTUS run. Some dude named Ryan Binkley. I don't know. He's in Texas. He's decided he's going to run. Anyway, moving on. Former UFC superstar Nate Diaz is in custody after he was accused of choking out a dude outside of a bar. He's supposed to fight Jake Paul in weeks. Now, I got to say, Jake Shields had posted like a screen-by-screen thing disputing the accusation that Diaz was the aggressor. And it was pretty powerful, I got to say. I mean, I didn't see him putting no hands on anybody, you know, but I did see that guy getting really aggressive with him. So it's like, don't FA with an MMA artist and then FO and then, you know, like, especially because he's capable of doing what he can do. You know, I'm just why do people, I don't know why people do that. Anyway, he turned himself over to police in New Orleans and he's being charged with second degree battery. He could be 8 years in prison with that. That's the maximum penalty. The back of the guy's head was cracked, but I will say the Shield stuff that he posted showed the guy being the aggressor and basically pushing on Diaz and getting in Diaz's face. And Diaz had his hands down and was trying to like de-escalate the situation from what I saw from what Jake Shields posted. Just saying. It just, you know, I mean, there's sometimes more from, you know, the story. This is a Delta plane made an emergency descent after leaky bathrooms jammed its controls and shut down autopilot. How does that happen? Okay, so they said water leaked from the plane's bathrooms that were meant for Delta pilots, and they lost their autopilot system. So two bathrooms flooded, and it caused ice to form around the plane controls. The crew declared an emergency. They descended before the pilots could get enough control to land at JFK. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Anyway. A man who said a psychic promised to remove a curse has filed his third lawsuit. A local man. What in the world? This is L.A. He's going after the psychic. He said that the psychic defrauded him out of $1,000, caused him emotional distress in court. He literally searched for a psychic through Google, he said, to help him in his marriage. And the psychic did not remove the curse. So he's like sued her every which way that he can. For $1,000, you got scammed. You got scammed. I mean, that's a consequence. Stay with us. You've heard me talk about my friends at Kel-Tec for years, and it's because I really believe in them as a company and as innovators. Their firearms in design and function go above and beyond, like with the Kel-Tec P50, a revolutionary award-winning pistol that packs a punch in a compact package. The Kel-Tec P50 is perfect for home defense, for range shooting, or just even having some fun. And with its top-mounted Picatinny rail, you can easily attach your favorite optics or accessories to make it truly yours. Whether you are a seasoned shooter or you're just starting out, the Kel-Tec P50 is the perfect pistol for anyone looking for power and precision in a compact and easy-to-use package. Their firearms in design and function go above and beyond. Learn more about the P50 pistol at KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. Secure your world with Kel-Tec. KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you. So I wanted to also continue with our three-pronged attack. Influence, unity, and economy. The United States. A couple of things here. So speaking of New York and Alvin Bragg in Manhattan, a garage worker was charged with attempted murder after shooting a thief. A Manhattan parking garage attendant. He was shot twice because he came upon an alleged thief. And he, after the confrontation, he wrestled the gun away and then he opened fire on the suspect. The overnight worker, identified as 57-year-old Musa Diarra, was also hit with assault and criminal possession of a weapon. So he saw this guy like trying to bust into cars on the second floor of this parking garage. And the attendant brought him outside, asked what was in his bag. And instead of cooperating, the man pulled out a gun. So that's when Diarra tried to grab the weapon and it went off and it shot him in the stomach, grazed him in the ear. And then he was able to wrestle it, got it from the thief and shot him in the chest. Apparently the thief, Charles Rohde, 59, he was also charged with attempted murder, assault and criminal possession of a weapon. And police hit Diarra with attempted murder, but it wasn't. I mean, who knows if prosecutors are going to actually follow through? Because were all of the outrage. Remember Jose Alba? He was the bodega clerk in Manhattan. Oh, sorry. How does Jill Biden say it? Bodega. That's right. Good night. So remember July 1st last year, Jose Alba defended himself and he was charged by Bragg's office. So Musa Diarra, who is, you know, he was trying to defend himself. And some of the people within the family are speaking out and they're like, you're hitting this dad with these charges. This guy tried to rob him. He's there for security. It's literally his job. And now they're going to end the criminal possession of a weapon because he was able to arrest. He was able to take the gun out of the hand of the criminal and then use it to defend himself. And they're going to charge him with possession. This is one of the stupidest things. This office is the anus of hell. I don't know how else to put it. Yeah, it is. And I don't regret. And I'd say worse, but I'd get fined. And the people who work nearby were absolutely incredulous about all of this. They're like, this is a, in fact, New York Post was interviewing them and they were all going, this is an April Fool's Day joke, right? The fact that he got charged. How does a hardworking guy get charged for defending himself? But this is Alvin Bragg's office. Now, remember Jose Alba, he was in Rikers for like 6 days. And it wasn't until an intense amount of public pressure that the charges were dropped. Now, both the guy who was defending himself and the criminal who tried to kill him were taken to Bellevue Hospital in stable condition. So, I mean, this is the office with which we are dealing. And this is part of that restorative justice with these Soros-backed prosecutors. And I'm so tired of the media trying to get everybody to shut up about this by saying that, well, it's anti-Semitic to point out that it's Soros-backed. Well, no one's talking about him being Jewish. That's like me, again, telling everyone that if you disagree with me, you're sexist. No, his actions, Soros' actions, A, are public. How he spends his money is public. And this has nothing to do. That's just a dodge. People are trying to impugn your character to get you to shut up about what this guy's doing. Do not take that. It's a Soros-backed prosecutor. And he funds all of this breakdown in law and order in all of these cities. And it has contributed to that. I mean, it's like half of these cases now, Bragg's office downgrades. So you're going to get more stories like this. So this story, a Texas man used a $30 Apple AirTag to track down the thief who stole his Chevy truck and then shot and killed him in a shopping center parking lot 20 miles away. So this is in San Antonio. Kane, what's the party that runs San Antonio?
Oh, that's Democrat.
Thank you. So you have the 44-year-old criminal who stole the truck. Well, no, 44-year-old Andrew Herrera is the guy who... He's the one who was shot by the truck owner. Herrera, a criminal and a truck thief, stole it, drove it 20 miles. He was located because the owner tracked it with an Apple AirTag and confronted him. You're going to have more cases of vigilantism the more restorative justice you have. The more you protect and coddle the criminals, the more cases of vigilantism you're going to have because people are not going to expect the system to work on behalf of them. And this is all by design. It is all by design. All of it. What gets me is all the people that are writing about this. You know the angle that they took with it? The danger of Apple AirTags.
Oh my God.
Well, why don't we talk about the reason why a man would feel the need to take this into his own hands? Maybe it's because he doesn't feel like he can get justice anywhere else. Maybe it's because this is, you know, I mean, you're seeing the breakdown of law and order in major cities all by design. Yeah, would the dude be dead if he hadn't stole the drug? This seems like an important question to ask for some clarification. Nobody wants these cases of vigilantism like this. You want to be able to have the system work as though it was intended. But I'm telling you. Now, on Bragg, apparently, the New York Post notes that they were considering the charges, I guess, they were dropped this morning. They were dropped against the victim this morning. So Bragg has decided, but it was only, again, just like with Jose Alba, the bodega owner in Manhattan, only after an intense amount of public pressure. I mean, he wants to jail the innocent and exonerate the guilty. But that's all part of it. Absolutely all part of it.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.